culture's understanding of autism is still relatively new and evolving when you consider the first person diagnosed is still alive today. His name is Donald Triplett, and he's 89.
My mother taught me how to drive. I was sort of late. I was actually 27 when I got my driver's license. I just enjoy doing it.
Triplett lives in Mississippi, and he's the subject of a new documentary that looks into the past, present, and future of those on the spectrum. It's called In a Different Key. It's based on the 2016 book by journalists Karen Zucker and John Donvan, who are executive producers and co-directors of the film. Karen Zucker joins us now. Karen, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you. It's lovely to be here and to meet you.
So, Karen, before we get into Donald's story, I'd love to start by talking about your story with your son, Mickey, who has autism. And this is a very personal project for you because you are narrating the documentary and it features Mickey throughout as you get to know Donald. Let's just take a listen to this little clip here.
One, two, three, four, five.
Donald's thing with numbers, it reminds me so much of Mickey.
Europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium.
They both have their unique way of organizing the world.
Why did you decide to share so much of yourself and your personal journey with your autistic son while telling this story?
Well, it goes back about 25, 26 years ago. My son was diagnosed with autism in 1996, and I was a producer and journalist at ABC News. And John Donvan was a correspondent. And as soon as Mickey got diagnosed, I felt like I really needed to, I needed to understand it. And I wanted the world to understand it. And so I used my skill and the platform I had at ABC to start reporting on autism. And then we did the book, which was to really bring the history to life, because we knew that would be more everlasting, having a book. But I felt like I hadn't really got it yet. I hadn't done what my mission was, which was to reach people outside of the autism community, because they don't really know the part they have in the story of autism. Because the way that they embrace people with autism and all difference really makes the lives of people on the spectrum flourish.
How do people on the outside typically engage people on the spectrum, and how could it be different?
Well, I mean, there's lots of layers to that. One is that, you know, in today's society, we really don't hear about the breadth of the spectrum. And the film really does take you through not just the story of Donald, but different stories about people with autism. And, you know, those stories compose of people who have children with profound autism, the people of color, people who are poor and don't have the resources to care for themselves. And there's more than half a dozen stories, individual stories, so that people walk away, A, they see, wow, the spectrum is much broader than they ever understood. And so much of that is because of what we see on the media today. You know, the good doctor, the savant, the person who can speak for themselves. And they're, you know, a huge portion of the autism community can't speak. They can't communicate with spoken words. And they really do get left out of the story of autism. And I thought it was really, really important that everybody had a voice in this film, and so that everyone could see that people with autism are, you know, there's a saying in the community, if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. Mm-hmm. And I think when you walk away from the film, you can't unsee its feelings and emotions and stories of people's lives.
One of the things in the film that I think was so powerful for me was your quest as a mother to help Mickey find real genuine friends, but not superficial or kind of friends who are doing it out of, you know, let's just be nice to the special kid. And
exactly.
Not a genuine friendship.
Well, I mean, that is the story, that it's all about community. And it's all about the way people respond to people who aren't like them. I mean, the people of Forest, Mississippi didn't even know that Donald had autism. And they embraced him for who he is, and they still do today. And we often don't do that in society.
I'm talking with journalist Karen Zucker about her new documentary, In a Different Key. And Karen, in your film, you take us on a journey into Forest, Mississippi, to really try and find out what it is about this community that made them such a strong support system for Donald Triplett, the first person to be diagnosed with autism. And in doing so, you learned a lot about the history of autism. Can you just tell us about that quickly?
Well, Donald actually was put away into an institution like almost everyone who was different was in those days. And he was there for less than a year when his mother, you know, did a double take and said, you know, I'm not going to do that. You know, even though that's what the doctor said to do. That's what you did when you had people and children with disabilities. You put them away in institutions and you sort of forgot about them forever. And Mary and Beeman Triplett, his parents, came back and got him and decided they were going to do everything they could to help him. And they did. And they, you know, they had the wherewithal and they had the financial ability to, you know, research and go find the best doctors in the country. And they found Dr. Lee O'Connor, who, you know, it took him 10 years to actually diagnosed what Donald had because he had something so unusual and it hadn't been seen before until he found other children that had the same issues. And he called it autistic disturbances. But Donald Triplett was number one. It was his first case.
One of the things that you point out was exactly as you mentioned, he had a lot of privilege. And you do say that Donald's an outlier. In the film, you also talk to families who have kids generations after Donald was diagnosed about their experiences and point out that Black and Hispanic kids are less likely than their white peers to be diagnosed with autism. And one of those stories is from an autism researcher named Stephanie Parks, who is Black, about trying to get a diagnosis for her son.
I knew to the core of my soul that he had autism. We had a three-year-old that was still in diapers, was completely unpotty trained, completely nonverbal, tantruming for hours on end. We had all kinds of markers. He was lining up toys in absolute grids across our floor. He was flapping, he was toe walking. I mean, we had every red flag possible, and we still couldn't manage to get a diagnosis.
So we went from Donald being the first person diagnosed with autism to decades later, many families still struggling to get a diagnosis, especially if they're families of color. How would you say conditions are now for people who have autism and for their parents who care for them?
I think if you look back at our history and the history of eugenics in this country and how children with autism couldn't go to school, it literally was legal for them not to be accepted. And, you know, all the changes that have been made over the last, you know, 40, 50 years are somewhat remarkable. And we forget that because of where we are today. But we still have a very long way to go in terms of understanding and embracing people who are different and seeing that difference is okay.
You know, you've cast your own son, Mickey, with this very historical figure of Donald Triplett, who was the first man, first person to be diagnosed with autism. I'd love to ask you Mickey's reaction from seeing himself in the film.
I think that Mickey's very proud of his role in it and that he feels that, you know, in his essence, and he wanted to do this. But I don't know that Mickey will know the power of him sharing himself. And I think that's something we still have to see how that plays out. I hope it enriches him. I hope he feels good about himself. But I don't think I can know that because Mickey has autism. And he's not someone who can necessarily internalize all of these things or explain them, even if he does. So the answer is probably within him.
You know, Karen, I think we've talked a lot about how this is a film, you know, for people who are neurotypical, who are not on the spectrum themselves. You told us how Mickey has kind of reacted and taken his starring role in the film. But I'm wondering what you think about this film being for people in the autism community, people who are autistic. What did they take away from it? Have you had the chance to show it inside of the community?
We have, and we've had private screenings for organizations that are part of the autism community. And the response is overwhelming. They feel like it's their movie, that somebody's finally telling their story. And there's no one in the audience that doesn't feel like their story wasn't told in some way.
It was incredibly powerful, Karen. I cried, I laughed, I high-fived the air. So to you and Mickey and your family, thank you all so much for sharing your story and the story of the history of autism.
Well, thank you for your interest in it and for taking the time to watch the film. And I just love that it is meaningful to you. So thank you.
Karen Zucker is an executive producer, co-director, and narrator of the documentary In a Different Key about the first person diagnosed with autism, and it premieres tonight on PBS.